Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God. What a beautiful day it is today. You know, each time as I hear the song being said, just before this program, I think of Sister Liza Cruz, and I know that she's teaching right now. But, you know, she's a blessing to me, and I just wanted to say that today. I just felt in my heart that I needed to say a special thank you. Perhaps I haven't given her recognition for having sung this song before and after the program, that we were able to tape that. But she is a special blessing to me because she has a desire for God to use her, to use her voice and minister His Word. And know I have been so blessed as she's gone with me to several meetings and sung solos during that time. I've been so blessed as I've listened and heard the anointing upon her voice as she has ministers God's Word through song. And you know, so many of us can be used by God in just such a fashion as we just open ourselves up to the things that God has for us. Praise God. Father, we just come to You today and lift ourselves up to You, Father, and ask that You convict us and show us, Father, what areas You desire to use us, Father. Help us to be open and to listen to Your direction, Father. Help us to be steady and patient, Father, and to make sure that we hear from You and that the direction that we go in, Father, is a God-given direction. Father, use us to serve You. Use us to minister Your Word, Father, that others will be touched, Lord, and that Your Word will go forth and will abound in the hearts of many. Father, I ask that You just touch each one listening today as they hear Your gospel preached, Father, as they hear Your Word being lifted up, Father, that lives will be changed, that hearts will be touched, Father, and that families will be put in order, Father. Father, thank You. Thank You for Your control. Thank You for Your love and for Your grace, Father. And now take this message, Father, and do with it as You will. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Perhaps if you were listening last week, you heard me make a reference comparing my son to Samuel. And as we look at his life, indeed it is. When God entrusts us with a special care, He expects us to commit that care to Him and to let Him order and direct the ways. And that can be a very awesome responsibility. Yesterday I spoke of letting God order your footsteps. And you know, as God restored the life of our son, as He restored his mind, we had promised to God, that son, that he would be given to God fully and completely, and that we would not hold back. Just recently, we had to make a major decision concerning him because of this promise to God. And ladies, I tell you that sometimes it is not easy to back down from something that you said, I feel that I must do this. And then you get into it and you find out that this has not been in the best interests of your family and your home or your children. And you wonder, oh, if I stop, then my word will be broken, or I won't have done that which I've committed myself to. But you know, God has given us special duties, and we have to be in line with God's word. And if there is something that we are doing that is tearing down our home and our family, then we had better do one of two things. We look at it first of all and give it to God. Let God order it. Let God direct it. If this is something that God intends us to stay in and to be committed to, then we must take our home and our family and daily lift them up to God and ask Him for His protection, His guidance. Ask Him to be directing every footstep so that whatever it is that we are involved in will no longer tear down our home or our family. You see, Satan tries to sneak in and attack in many different ways. And if we are into a ministry that God has directed and Satan can't get us out of it any other way but to tear our family down, then he will try that. But it is not God's plan for anything that God orders and directs to tear apart our family, because our family is a God-ordained institution, you see. So, if the family is being torn apart by something that you are involved in, then one of two things are wrong. Either God wants you there and Satan is attacking and tearing it apart, in which case, if you seek the mind of God and rebuke Satan, your family will be protected and the assault will be broken. Or it is not a God-ordained service at the time, and the priorities are wrong and you have to back down. And it is hard to do that with grace. And I tell you this, and perhaps this is heavy on my heart because I've just been through that experience with my son, that we felt that we were being led to put him in a particular place to be taught, and that I should be working there also. And as we became more involved, found that it's contrary to our family, that it was tearing our family apart. But not only that, found that there were some things that were contrary to God's word. But yet to have to say, I was wrong. I was wrong, folks. I didn't hear right. That's a hard thing to do. But God, you see, God directs. And God takes care of that, and He gives you the grace to do what you must do in order to take care of your family. And praise God, He gave us the grace to be able to say we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and to take our son out of that situation where he was being mistaught and badly directed, and to remove ourselves and to begin again seeking the will of God concerning that particular area. And God gave us the grace. And you see, God will do the same thing to you. And I'm not sure why I am sharing this, because I know that this was not planned that I would share it. But I feel that there must be some of you out there today, women who have become involved in some level of service, that you're doing it because you know that service is needed, but you are wondering if you are there because God put you there. You see, there is a crying need for people to serve in different areas. There's no doubt about that. The workers are few. God's word says in Luke chapter 10, and we read that earlier, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Praise God. Be a laborer in his harvest. But praise God, do it with his direction. Don't go out volunteering for everything because you want to be a laborer in his harvest. Don't go out just arbitrarily pushing open doors. Well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that, and because it's God's work, he's going to bless me and give me enough time. No, that's not what you do, you see. And believe me, ladies, I've had to learn the hard way, and I'm sure many of you have too. But what you do instead is this. God is this the place that you want me to be in. First, I have God. Secondly, I have a husband. Thirdly, I have my children. And then the ministry. And you see, that is not the wrong priority, because God will blend them all together the way that He wants them to be blended. And if I try to force one above the other or out of priority, then I am letting Satan cause havoc and destruction in my family, in my husband's life, or in the ministry in some way. That is when I try to do it. I try to take the direction. I try to say, okay, this is the way it'll be done. I try to say, this is what I am going to do now and now and now. But you see, when I give it to God and I say, okay, God, You show me if you want me doing this job. You show me if you want me in that area. You show me, Lord, if you want me over at this place speaking next week. Do you want it, God? Ladies, God will show you. He will direct you. He will give you definite confirmation that this is where you are supposed to be. If there is confusion, if there is doubt, if there is fear, if there is anxiety, if there is trouble because of it, that's not from God. That's not from God. God will give you the peace about where you are to be serving, about where your ministry is, about what you are to be doing. And once again, this is so out of the ordinary for what I would be saying today, but I feel so strongly in my heart that there is someone out there today who feels... You feel that your day is tied up in so many different directions that you don't even have time for God. And ladies, I tell you, if you don't have time for God, then your home is going to suffer. Your life is going to suffer. Because first, you must have that time with God. You must have that time to pray, to meditate in His Word, to read His Word, to study it diligently. You must have time to hear from God. We can be so busy, oh, thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day, and just go on right on about our way, and we don't stop long enough to listen the first time to what God has to say to us. And ladies, that's not what God wants in our life. He must come first. We can be involved in 1,300 different church activities, but to say that we are giving our time to God might be wrong. You see, it is when you are communing with God, that is giving your time to God. Ladies, to those of you out there that this message was to be for, praise God. Ask that you heed the words, that you put God first. Go back to the story of Martha and Mary. Go back to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, and seek exactly what God wants in your life. Nothing more, nothing less, but exactly what He wants in your life. And let Him order your footsteps. Praise God. If I can pray with you today, if I can pray with you and lift you up in a need, please let me hear from you. And ladies, this ministry is for you. If there is something that you wish to be heard or said, then please write to me. Let me know what it is. I'll be glad to speak of it. Get in touch with me. Let me hear from you. Praise God. Have a blessed day, and join me again tomorrow. Someone who
goes the extra mile. You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries.